Yeah. Yud Beis Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 25th of October, Rabbi Aaron Springer. Do I have to be makpid on Kriyas Shema with the brachas? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Silverstein, Le'ilu Nishmas, David Gershon, Ben Azriel, Zeicher Levracha.
We are going to talk this morning, Mirtz Hashem, about the halacha of learning Kriyas Shema. Nothing is by chance, and the Ribbono Shel Olam designs everything, and it's very appropriate to the parsha that we read last week. The parsha last week was Parshas Lech Lecha, which talks about Avraham Avinu. And what was Avraham Avinu? He was the Ma'amin, the Av Lema'aminim. He believed in Hashem Yisborach. Ben Shalosh Shonim Hikir Avraham Esboro. He was 3 years old when he recognized that there is only one Creator. And he was alone in the world. In the Gemara it says, Echod Hoyo Avraham. He was one. He is called Avraham Ha'ivri. Why is he called Avraham Ha'ivri? One of the pshatim is, the whole world was on one side, and he was on the other side. And as every single one of Klal Yisrael has a spark in him from Avraham Avinu, every single Yid in Klal Yisrael, at a certain point in his life, arrives to sometimes he has to overcome this nisoyin. Sometimes the whole world is against him. He can have friends and sometimes even choshev people who think differently than him. But each person knows sometimes, my seichel tells me I'm right and I have to stand up for my convictions. Every person in his lifetime goes through some stage or other where he has to stand up to his convictions against everyone else. And then he connects with Avraham Avinu, who was a Echad. Which is what very fitting for what we are going to which we are going to talk about, the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, which, as we say about in davening, Umeyachadim Shimcha b'chol yom tomid. We make Yichud Hashem. Twice a day we are Meyached Hashem. We pronounce to ourselves and to the whole world Hashem Echod. Why do we pronounce it? Don't we know it? As the Masilas Yeshorim starts off, I am just telling you Devorim Pshutim, basic things. But sometimes basic things need to be reinforced and need to be strengthened. And that is why the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us, apart from all the Tamei HaMitzvah that we can't understand, but some sort of grasp we can get in it, we have to strengthen ourselves twice a day. Hashem Echad. There is only one Hashem. We would like to talk about, does Kriyas Shema need to be said with the brachas? Now, we're going to start with the Torah and the Gemara and the Yerushalmi. The question, some of you may be asking, why do we need to learn? We learn Mishneh Brura, we learn Shulchan Aruch, that is Psak Halacha. We don't learn how to Paskin Halacha out of the Gemara. Let me tell you a story. The Briskerov, when he was a young boy, when he was a bocher of 15, 16, his father, Reb Chaim, took out a Rambam and said, let's learn Hilchos Shabbos from the Rambam. Let's learn the Rambam on Hilchos Shabbos. So the Briskerov looked at him and said, Tata, we learn from Shulchan Aruch. After the Rambam and the Rosh and all the Rishonim and the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch has codified it for us and has told us which of the Rishonim we paskin lahalocha, which we don't. Why are we delving in Hilchas Shabbos, learning a Rambam? Said Reb Chaim something tremendous. Of course, for living daily life, you learn the Shulchan Aruch. You know what's right, what's wrong, what is boirer, what is ma'amer, all the halachas are learned from Shulchan Aruch. But a person goes through many situations in life. And a lot of these situations are sometimes not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And sometimes one has to decide between doing a bigger aveira and a smaller aveira. You won't have a choice. And it turned out that Reb Chaim spoke nevius in the times of the war. The Briskerov didn't manage always to live according to the strict letter of the law. It wasn't possible, and he had to choose between doing the least possible aveira on Shabbos, the least possible, the biggest rabbonon, trying to get away with as little as possible. And then he realized, if I wouldn't have learned the Rambam, if my father wouldn't have explained to me, I would have never have known. I would have never have known how to act in these situations. We know there are three different types of brachas. Three different types of brachas. There is Birkas HaMitzvahs. Every mitzvah that we do, we blow shofar, we shake lulav, we read the Megillah, we light Chanukah lights. Before one does a mitzvah, we make a bracha. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu, likreis ha-megillah, lishmoya shofar, lahadlik ne'eshel, Chanukah, and so on. That is a Birkas HaMitzvah, one type. There is another bracha called Birkas HaShvach, just giving shevach for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Most commonly of those brachas are the bracha of Oseh Maaseh V'Reishis, on lightning and on seeing the Yam HaGodol, Boruch Shosa Yam HaGodol, and so on. Brachas that were made on the wondrousness of the creation. The third type of bracha, which we live with daily, are Birkas HaNehenin. Brachas that we do when we enjoy this world. We may not enjoy this world without a bracha. We are not here. This is not a free hotel. We have to give something back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we give him back? I mean, what we give him back is a millionth of a millionth, the marshal of what he gives us. But we give some nachas ruach, we give back to him. We give him a bracha. We say, Boirei minei mezoinus, shahakul niyeh bedvorei. We acknowledge that we got it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is called the Birkas HaNehenin. So, of course, every mitzvah cannot be done without saying a bracha. If one did it, one is yoytzeh the mitzvah, but it's not a lechatchila digaway at all. It's a very low way of being yoytzeh a mitzvah without a bracha. One has to, before one blows a shofar, one has to make the bracha, and before every mitzvah. The question crops up. Kriyas Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We have a chiyuv a d'oraisa, just like eating matzah. When we eat matzah, say the night, we all envelope ourselves in the kedusha of the mitzvah and we prepare ourselves. We are now eating matzah. We are now being mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of once a year. Matzah only comes once a year. Kriyas Shema comes 730 times a year. 365 times 2. We have that mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. It's just like a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. But since it comes every day, we get used to it and we don't realize that we're being mekayim this mitzvah. But the difference to Kriyas Shema and Matzah and Lulav and Shofar and all the others, there is no bracha Asher kedushonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu likroi kriyas shema. There's no such bracha. That is not to say we don't read Krishna with the brachas. Sure we do. We have two brachas beforehand. Yotzei Hamoiris and Ahava Rabba. And at night we have Hamariv Arovim and Ahava Zoylam. We have brachas. But they are not brachas like a usual Birkas HaMitzvahs. And they are brachas which are termed by the Poskim as Birkas HaShvach. So the question gets asked, am I allowed to say Kriyas Shema when I get up before davening? Or maybe, if possible, there are some people who want to be according to the strict letter of the halacha and read Kriyas Shema with all the kavonas and say the words with a proper chituch hadibur. It's one of the few times that the Mishnah Brura, I think maybe the only time, brings the Yisoid V'Sheirish HaAvoida. The Yisoid V'Sheirish HaAvoida was a Sefer Musa, a Musa Sefer. But the Mishnah Brura says everybody should look in the Yisoid V'Sheirish HaAvoida how to read Kriyas Shema. Everyone should read it. When one says B'chol Levavcha, one shouldn't say it in one word, B'chol Levavcha, then it's only one lamed. One has to be very careful and very strict in Kriyas Shema, how to read it. Because it's a Doraisa. I heard from the Yerushalayim Rav, Reb Tovia Weiss, he said, maybe one of the reasons why we wait for the Rav, it's, one waits for the Rav after Shemoneh Esrei and after Kriyas Shema. Why do we wait for him after Kriyas Shema? Very likely because this is one of the things that one has to look at a Rav and see how a Rav reads Kriyas Shema. Not everyone knows how to read Kriyas Shema, so we wait for him. Everyone should see every single day how to read Kriyas Shema. So there are people who it takes them quite a bit of time, and sometimes they daven in a fast minyan and it's too fast for them. Are they permitted to read Kriyas Shema quick, not be yotze, and yotze it after davening if there's still time before Zman Kriyas Shema? It is unclear in the Rishonim. Why? We have three Gemaras which talk about Kriyas Shema. The first Mishnah is can't see it now. Hoya, if someone yorad litboil, he went bathing or he went to mikveh, it doesn't say in the times of Chazal, he went down and he went to wash himself and bathe himself. The Chazal aren't talking about whether it's permitted, but this fellow did it. Suddenly he realizes, Zman Kriyas Shema is passing. Says the Gemara, come out. The Gemara states exactly how much he must cover himself and read Kriyas Shema. Of course, he had no time to read it with the brachas. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara is Reb Yehuda HaNossi. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara states, one of the Amoraim says, I was observing Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi who was Masada the Mishnah. I didn't see him learning Kriyas Shema. We see something from here. A person is allowed to ask questions respectfully of Gedolei Yisrael. One doesn't just have to believe whatever they did must be right. One has to ask questions respectfully. In the Gemara, there's a lashon for it. Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, please, Rabbi, explain to me. You're doing something strange. You are part of Klal Yisrael and you need to keep Shulchan Aruch just as much as we do. And we don't see it and we don't understand it. So two of the Tanoim were talking together. We don't see the Rabbeinu HaKodesh reads Kriyas Shema. So the other one answered him, you didn't notice? As soon as it arrived the time for the start of Lein, he was giving a shiur, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Obviously he gave a shiur for many hours, starting from the wee hours of the morning, before it was time to read Kriyas Shema, and he continued giving the shiur for various hours. What did Rabbeinu, and says the other Amora, didn't you notice? When it came the time to read Kriyas Shema, Rebbe put his hand on his face, covered his eyes, and Lein Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's it, nothing more. And went on to continue giving the shir. So, of course he learned Kriyat Shema. So, a lot of poskim bring proof from it. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, why didn't he daven? He was obviously wearing Talisit Tefillin, but he didn't start davening. He didn't say Baruch Shoma. He didn't say Birkas Yoitze. All he did was say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. Obviously, the brachos of Kriyat Shema are not necessary said with Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema does not need to be said necessarily with the brachos. It's different from all the other mitzvahs. All mitzvahs have a bracha, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvahis v'tzivonu. Kriyat Shema doesn't have that bracha. It's only got brachas of Yotzer and Avarabba and so on. It doesn't need to be said. But a third Gemara we have, which is in the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, there were a group of people on a Tanis who came after Zman Kriyat Shema. Time of Kriyat Shema had passed. And they came start to daven. It was before Zman Tefillah, but it was after Zman Kriyat Shema. That means it was after 3 hours in the day. It was before 4 hours in the day. This group of people came to daven. So, one of the Amoraim, Rabbi Acha, was Moicha. He protested, Rabbi Isai, Kriyat Shema has to be learned before the Zman. So one of the other Amoraim answered him, no, don't worry about these people. They've already lain their Kriyat Shema when they got up. Now they're just davening. They've already been yoytze their Kriyat Shema. So there are poskim who want to bring a proof from this Yerushalmi that one doesn't need to let that since he tried to be he wanted to be moicha, that he held it's not correct to read Kriyas Shema in the comfort of your home and then come to shul after Zman Kriyas Shema not be yotze, because Kriyas Shema has to be with the brachos.
Sorry, where did you get that from? How was that mashma from that Yerushalmi?
Since he wanted to be moicha, why was he moicha?
It was only moicha because he didn't know that they said Kriyas Shema earlier. Isn't that the way you explained it?
It's true. It's not my proof. The Beis Yosef brings the proof, and the Mogen Avraham brings this proof. I had this question. There's another question also on this Gemara that he was being moicha, that he was only being moicha because the Amoratzim would learn from them to read Kriyat Shema later. But the Mogen Avraham brings this proof. You're right. It's a bit of a shverer proof. But I'll call upon him. There are these three Gemaras, which some of them point that there's no problem to learn Kriyat Shema without the brachas, and one of them points that it's perfectly okay. In the Torah, he brings Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi was Rabbeinu HaKodesh, was Rabbi in the time of the Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid was the first of the Rishonim. What he used to do every morning after he said Birkas HaShacha, said the whole Seder, Leficha, Chanachnu, Chayovim, Lohoidois, Losis Shevach, Vohoido, Leshmecha, he, Vohoimrim, Pamaim, Be'ahavo, he continued, as we have in our Seder, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. And he also said afterwards, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusei Le'olam Voed. And now, in all our Sidurim, it's printed like that. Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusei Le'olam Voed. But obviously, in that time, it wasn't so established that one has to say Baruch Shem. And why did he do it, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid? Because he said, in my minyan, they say Yoitzus. In Birkas Yoitze, they had more Yoitzes than we have nowadays. Nowadays we only have it on Yom Tov, but they had it many more periods. And sometimes the Yoitzes verschleppt sich. It continues for too long, and Kriyas Shema is after the Zman. And I need to be Yoitze Kriyas Shema. So what I do is I every day say, when, as I come to the field of Omrim Pamayim Be'ahavo, I say Shema Yisrael and I say Baruch Shem, I've been Yotze Krishma, because since I'm now before this man of Kriyas Shema. Now the Poskim afterwards argue whether this learning of Kriyas Shema is meant to be done on a daily basis. There are those who learnt that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid only did it when he was on a day that there were yotzrus, or when he saw that the chazan was a slow chazan. Only such a case. But when he was positive that we are going to catch the brochus, that we are going to catch Krishma in this time, he didn't. He tried not to be yotzei on the first, before Baruch Shoma. He tried not to, because it's much preferable to be yotzei with the brochus together. And there are other poskim who say no. The Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid did this every single day. Since Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid learned that the brachas of Krishma are different to all brachas than Birkas HaMitzvahs, they are only a Birkas HaShvach, so there's absolutely no necessity to read Krishma with the brachas. It's a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. And the machloikis continues in Shulchan Aruch, who is the Beis Yosef, Paskins, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is V'toiv loymar b'shachris achar Shema Yisroel Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei. Also, it wasn't established in his days to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei. It's a good thing. Ki lif onem shoyin im kriyas Shema likroiso sheloi bizmano. Because sometimes the minion is a schlepper, and you will arrive at Kriyas Shema after this man. So be mechaven now to be Yotzei Kriyas Shema. That is a Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham, straight away he argues with Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham writes, Ach lo yechaven lo tzeis Elo imkein yoresh atzibur yavruz man kriyas shema. The Mogen Avraham argues with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch states, every single day, when one arrives at V'omrim Pamayim Be'ahavo, one is yotzei kriyas shema, there and then. And later on, when one comes to the brochus, is just kekori batoyhe. Because he holds, there's no necessity to read kriyas shema with the brochus. The Mogen Avraham differs with him, and claims, of course Kriyat Shema should be read with the brachas. That is the most preferable way. And it's not preferable to read Kriyat Shema before davening. But in Elohim Kein Yorei, if you are in such a situation that this minion will miss Kriyat Shema, then do it now. Then you are in a Bedieve Digematzev. You are not in the Lechatchile Digge situation. So we have an argument between the Mogen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch. It's extremely difficult to be machria. If one has a machloikis between the Rishonim, then we look at Shulchan Aruch to tell us how to act. If we have a machloikis between a poisik who's not so well known, then the halacha is, we take the poiskim who Klal Yisrael have taken on as our poiskim. But when we have a Shulchan Aruch and a Mogen Avraham, which are both poiskim, which Klal Yisrael is a vegestelt of them, so one has to have both. Mishneh Brura paskins, he paskins like the Mogen Avraham. If one has a sophic, if one is davening in a minion, and it's very likely that, and it looks to oneself that one will be catch Kriyas Shema with the brachas, one should not be yotze beforehand. But the Mishneh Brura writes that since there are two zmanim of Kriyas Shema, one is called the Mogen Avraham zman, and the second one is called the Goyim zman, and the Morgan Avramsman is 36 minutes before the Goinsman. Says the Mishnah Berura like this: if one is standing in a minyan and one sees that the minyan will miss the Morgan Avramsman but will still catch the Goinsman, so one could have thought, I should make such a tenai, I should say, I'm only Yotze Kriyas Shema if the Morgan Avram is right. But if the Goin is right, I'm not Yotze Kriyas Shema. That's what one would have thought I would have wanted to say. Because one wants to have the advantage of learning Kriyas Shema with the brachas. Says the Mishnah Berura, no, the Morgan Avram is correct. The Shulchan Aruch and various poskim say there's no necessity to read Kriyas Shema with the brachas. So if one is afraid that one will not catch Kriyas Shema according to the Morgan Avramsman, one should be mechaven to be yoytzei immediately before that. As I started with, we find ourselves in many situations. So halacha lemaisa, of course, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and the Morgan Avram and various poskim all took on that one should always read Kriyas Shema with the brachas. It's the certainly correct thing to do, and always aim for it and try for it. But since there are many poskim who differed with this halacha and claimed there is no such necessity, so every person, sometimes one is just arriving on a plane and one can't daven now, or sometimes one even has a chavrusa before davening, or there were kehillas who felt that on Shabbos it's not preferable to daven too early, because if one leaves too much of the afternoon empty, there were certain kehillas which felt it could lead to frivolity and other things. The other poskim who claim that Kriyas Shema is not necessary to be read with the brachas are also poskim who klali stolsted and named on as our poskim, and it's possible to rely on them when one sees that the circumstances call for it.